Thank you and good morning. It took Humboldt Bay firefighters more than 2 hours to bring a fire in a single-family home under control in the early morning hours on Tuesday. When firefighters reached the scene in the vicinity of Pine and West Clark Streets, they found heavy fire coming from the residence. And when fire crews attempted to make an interior attack, they found their way blocked by belongings and furnishings in the house. Two residents and their dogs were able to exit the house safely, but the structure suffered heavy damage, with an estimated $75,000 in loss for the house and another $25,000 in damage to belongings. It's suspected the fire began after a pot of cooking oil was left unattended on the kitchen stove, reached its ignition point, and spread to combustibles. The daylight savings time change is a biannual chance for fire departments to remind residents to check and change the batteries in their smoke detectors. So it was good scheduling that Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods appeared on Talk Shop last Friday. But Woods had a lot more to talk about than smoke detector batteries. He spent some time explaining how the department staffs its stations, trains, and prepares to respond to emergency calls. Firefighters work shifts quite different from a normal job.
So we have three platoons, what we call, and the platoons work 48 hours on, 96 hours off. And, of course, with people leaving town for training, sick days, vacations, there are people that rotate in and out, but we try to keep those platoons together as much as possible.
Woods pointed out that training takes up the bulk of the department's time, along with routine fire inspections and other duties, and that keeping those crews together increases their efficiency.
And we have a one-year rotation where an individual will be assigned to one specific station for that year so that all three of those crew members are working together consistently. And that's that really part of that teamwork where they're knowing and relying on what each other can do. They know their movements, what their anticipations are going to be, and they work well together.
And it's still a good idea to change the batteries in the smoke detectors twice a year. The family of a missing Fortuna woman has offered a reward for information as to her whereabouts. 23-year-old Danielle Bertolini was last in contact with her family in late January and was last seen getting into a vehicle in the Swains Flat area in February, but since then, no contact. Bertolini's family is offering a $5,000 reward for information. Bertolini, also known as Brooks, is an adult female with blonde hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact Fortuna Police. Representatives from the Humboldt Community Services District will kick off a 30-day public comment period today at 3 o'clock with a presentation of a draft proposal for changes to the district's sphere of influence. Currently, the Community Services District serves thousands of residents in a 20-square-mile area from Myrtletown to Humboldt Hill. The district's spheres of influence have not been updated since 1985, and there are several proposals to change the district's boundaries. Public comment is welcome, and the presentation will be held at district offices on Walnut Drive. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If you're driving a rental car returning to your home from Humboldt County and you make a stop in Willits, make sure that neither you nor your passenger are on active parole and subject to search. That's what 27-year-old Adrian Sotomayor of Yucaipa and 30-year-old John Theus of San Jacinto did on Monday. Mendocino deputies approached the pair after they stopped at a gas station, and Theus told the deputies they were driving home after a trip to Humboldt. With Sotomayor subject to search, deputies searched the rental car and found more than 21 pounds of processed marijuana packaged in one-pound bags. Both men were arrested on possession and transportation charges and booked into county jail. Congressman Jared Huffman joined President Obama at the White House on Tuesday, where the president used his executive authority to add more than 1,600 acres along the Mendocino coast to the California Coastal National Monument. Congressman Huffman's bill to add the Point Arena Stornetic public lands to the trust was the first bill he introduced into Congress and the first bill he authored to pass, and passed with unanimous consent. Huffman said in a statement that he was thrilled that President Obama had preserved the pristine and breathtaking coastal lands to protect the jewel of the Mendocino coast for future generations. The Point Arena Stornetta lands were recently featured in the New York Times Travel magazine as a must-see area for visitors looking for exciting and interesting places to visit. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.